Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Hey, it's so good to be with you again this beautiful Sunday morning, and we're glad that you have chosen to listen in this morning. We're going to be talking this morning in our ongoing series from the book of Proverbs about wisdom regarding work. Wisdom regarding work or labor or business or investing or saving. There's so many things that are a part of that. So we're just going to kind of examine that in a general way this morning as best we can. We may even turn it into a couple of lessons. Wanted to share this kind of funny little thing this morning. A mother said to her son, "Young man, there were 4 cookies in the jar on the cupboard this morning. May I ask how it happens that there is only 1 now?" The son looked at his mother and said, "It must have been so dark that I didn't see the other one." Well, you know, we can laugh about some of those things, but you know, the Bible says, if a man will not work, neither should he eat. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it." Now, contrary to some people's beliefs, God didn't create Adam and set him up in a hammock with a nice palm branch waving in his face and a cool coconut in his hand drinking coconut milk. He put him in the garden to work it and to take care of it and, yes, to enjoy all the wonder and the beauty of it. But he put him there to work it. You see, God knows how good it is to work. And yet, we need to make sure and keep all of these things in a proper perspective. For example, in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8, 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8, it says, "If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." Okay, now that's quite a standard to live by, but God expects us to work. And it's just a fact of life that we have to work to live and to provide for our families. And again, what we just read, the scriptures tells us that if we don't choose to do that, then we have denied the faith and we're worse than an unbeliever. That's not a very good situation to be in. So we understand that work is important and that we need to provide for our families, but we need to keep our priorities straight. Let's turn back to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 4. Proverbs chapter 11. And verse 4. You see, we need to realize that righteousness, not riches or wealth, is what is truly going to be profitable for us. It says in Proverbs 11 and verse 4, "Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death." And also in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 28, the Bible tells us that whoever trusts in riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. So we need to make sure that we seek to be righteous more than we seek to be rich. And Proverbs 16 and verse 8, Proverbs 16 and verse 8 says, better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. And so it's better to have a little with righteousness than to be rich and wicked. Now, at the same time, there's nothing wrong with being righteous and rich. It's just how we use it and what our priorities are. You know, the most wonderful thing is God's grace. That's what we need to pursue. That's what needs to be our great desire and delight in life. And then all the other things follow it. So let's listen to our first song this morning. This is a song by Matt Mayer called Your Grace Is Enough.
Come on.
All right, we're back, and we're talking about wisdom from Proverbs regarding work and labor and business. We talked about making sure that we have the right priorities to make sure that righteousness, not riches, are our first priority. You know, over in 1 Timothy chapter 6, let's take just a little diversion. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6, it says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." So again, it's about our priorities and what we choose to pursue. Now, in all of our work and labor and business and investing and everything else, we need to get God involved in all these things. Don't you think he's interested? Well, he is if it's a righteous pursuit and it's done in a right way and not in an ungodly or unjust way. But look at Proverbs 16 and verse 3. Proverbs 16 verse 3, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed." Now, remember, you know, these are general statements. They're not absolute all the times. Sometimes our plans won't succeed, but they're far more likely to succeed when we commit them to the Lord and get him involved in that. You know, in fact, if you go over to Genesis chapter 39, Genesis chapter 39 and verses 2 through 5, you'll find the account of a young man named Joseph there. And it says in verse 2 of Genesis 39, "The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. And when his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. And Potiphar put him in charge of his whole household, and he entrusted to him care everything he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. And the blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field." That's the way it ought to be. We ought to get God involved in our work and our labor and see how the Lord is able to not only bless us individually, but bless our workplaces and our businesses and our investments and the way that we choose to do those things for his glory. And you know, when we'll do that, it's much more likely that we're going to enjoy what we have labored for and worked for. In Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22, Proverbs 10 verse 22, it says, "The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it." I like that. I mean, I enjoy getting ahead, and I enjoy seeing things being well done and being prosperous as you do your work. But it's so much nicer to know that you've worked and you've labored and you've toiled and you've earned that, and that that blessing comes from the Lord and he adds no trouble to it. I like that we should get God involved in our work. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17, Paul told Timothy, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good and to be rich in good deeds and to be generous and willing to share." And so let's make sure that we involve God in our business affairs. Let's listen to our next song this morning. This is a song by Lecrae called "God Is Enough."
Them jealous, who be making them stellas, and we gotta be crazy. The king on the throne, left his heavenly home, never did a thing wrong.
All right, what a great song by Lecrae, that God is enough. And as we're discussing wisdom regarding work, yes, we need to work and labor and toil, but we need to keep work in its right place. We need to pursue righteousness and let the riches come. We need to make sure that we pursue God rather than money, and that our love is for God and for people rather than riches. And as we pursue those things, let's get God involved in our efforts and ask God to bless the things that we do so that he might bless others. And that certainly can happen when we don't put our trust in wealth, which is so uncertain, but we put our hope in God, who provides everything for us, and that we would be rich in good deeds and generous and willing to share. Now, here's one more thing that we need to consider as we're talking about wealth and labor and work and business and investing, that all of these things have one great big major problem, is we never know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth." And, you know, that's very similar to what James has to say over in the New Testament in James chapter 4, when he says in verse 13, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag, and all such boasting is evil." And so, you know, we don't even know what's going to happen for the rest of today, let alone tomorrow. And that's why we need to be so careful about what we do, especially with our work and why we do it and what we do with money and how we're going about obtaining that and how we're investing our resources and what are we saving for, and are we just saving up to hoard it because we're stingy and greedy, or are we saving for specific goals, not just selfish goals that are all about me, but helping other people as it might be. It's so wonderful to be able to give. And that's one of the blessings of working, is that when you work and labor with your own hands, then you have things to share with other people rather than just yourself. And so we've got to remember those things as well. Proverbs chapter 23, we've all heard this illustration before. In Proverbs 23 verses 4 through 5, it says, "Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint. Cast but a glance at riches and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle." That's why we don't trust money. That's why we don't wear ourselves out to get rich. In the end, you know, the money isn't going to be what is going to be so wonderful to remember. It's going to be the memories. It's going to be what you did with your time and your labor and your effort. There are people, unfortunately, that are so workaholic that they never have time to enjoy life. They never have time to develop relationships. And that's why work has to be kept in its proper place. Yeah, there's times and seasons where you may have to do more, but it's so important to learn these lessons from the book of Proverbs and from other sections of scripture, that how much better it is to learn more about God and each other. You know, many people come to learn these truths only after a lifetime, but when they get there, they realize the wasted years on things that weren't truly important. But you know, one of the great things of value of Proverbs and the rest of the Bible is that even young people can be taught these things. They can be taught them early and be taught how to apply them and start listening and doing these things. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1 says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth." And So we need to understand these principles. We need to teach them to our young people that work is good. It's something that God desires, but we need to have great wisdom in our work and our business and our money handling skills. Let's listen to our last song this morning. This is by Casting Crowns. It's called The American Dream. Listen carefully.
All work, no play may have made Jack a dull boy, but all work, no guy has left Jack with a lost soul. But he's moving on full steam. He's chasing the American dream. He's gonna give his family a finer thing. Not this time, son, I've no time to waste. Maybe tomorrow we'll have time to play. And then he slips into his new BMW and drops farther and farther and farther away. 'Cause he works all day and tries to sleep at night. He says things will get better, better in time. So he works and he builds with his own two hands, and he pours all he has in a castle made with sand. But the wind and the rain are coming crashing in. Time will tell just how long this kingdom stands. This kingdom will stand. This American dream is beginning to seem more and more like a nightmare with every passing day. Daddy, can you come to my game? Oh, baby, please don't work late. Another wasted weekend and they are slipping away. 'Cause he works all day and lies awake at night. Tells them things will get better, just take a little more time. So he works and he builds with his own two hands, and he pours all he has in a castle made with sand. But the wind and the rain are coming crashing in. Time will tell just how long his kingdom stays. His kingdom stands. He used to say whoever dies with the most toys wins. But if it loses its soul, what has it gained in the end? I take a shack on a rock over a castle in the sand. Now he works all day and cries alone at night. Getting any better, looks like it's running out of time. 'Cause he worked and he built with his own two hands, and he poured all he had in a castle made with sand. But the wind and the rain are coming crashing in. Time will tell just how long his kingdom stays.
Well, thanks for listening this morning. We're almost out of time. We're going to continue this lesson on wisdom regarding work next time, Lord willing. Anyway, in the meantime, again, we want to help you to pursue God. And so we'd love to have you come and visit us at the church at Las Vegas. We meet at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. That's 3388 South Decatur Boulevard, right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. We're right on the corner of Pioneer there. And so come and join us Sunday morning at 10:30. or Sunday morning at 6 o'clock, or Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for Bible study and prayer. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to get to know you. We would love to impart wisdom from God's Word to you and to be able to answer questions or concerns you have about life. If you'd like, you can visit us on the web at thechurchatlasvegas.com, thechurchatlasvegas.com, to learn a little bit more about us. But in the meantime, we just really encourage you to keep seeking God. Keep striving to know more and more about Him. Never lose your passion and your desire to find out what delights Him. And in the meantime, keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are God. You are good. We're gonna